Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind! Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind!
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for being with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Jim Cantarucci, and we'll celebrate his anniversary with us in a couple of months. His 11th anniversary, he's been hanging out with us. He's the author of Personal Brilliance. Jim, we need your websites, and tell us, you got some new stuff going on.
Well, we do have some new stuff going on. The website is jimcantarucci.com, and usually everything that you and I talk about on the show is out there in some form, an article, et cetera. So
yeah.
jimcantarucci.com.
But just we're two C's on the end there, folks. Go ahead.
Exactly. C-A-N-T-E-R-U-C-C-I. The new things we're working on, Jim, we've built a computer system in a SaaS model, automating the leadership of organizational change. And it's a pretty big deal for us. It's bigger enterprises are going to be using this system. But we're really into the thick of things and having a blast doing it. So.
Well, great. So, folks, Jim's articles are outstanding. Please check out his website and subscribe to his blog. Hey, Jim, we're talking about decision making, and you were talking to us about the concept of the best right thing, the best right decision to make, when to make a decision, when to let other people make their own decisions, and you make the proposal to never make a decision, which is a pretty far out there. So apply this now to our business.
Well, let's think about our business decisions. We tend to think in terms of black and white, it's A or B, but really those multiple choice questions we had in high school, that's really what we're dealing with in business.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of the choices we have is multiple choice. It's not A or B. We've got C in there, which is wait. Don't make a decision right now, right? And then we've also got, which a lot of people don't recognize or realize or pay attention to, is we've got the answer D, which is all of the above.
Mm-hmm.
It's possible when we're faced with the choice to go direction one way or the other to actually do both and set up pilot programs, set up tests, get some point down the road where we can make a
mm-hmm.
choice and see the why in the road, not just making the choice so early that we're stuck in on that particular journey and we now not possible to do B, right? So, you know, those are the things we need to think
also,
about.
Also, there's an E, right, Jim? None of the above.
None of the above. Absolutely. Yeah, sure.
You know, I'll tell you, one of my favorite stories, I'm trying to remember the guy who did it. I quoted him in a book, in one of my first books. But he had an inbox and an outbox on his desk. At the end of the day, if he didn't finish all of his inbox, he would just flip it over and put it in his outbox. Whatever was left in his inbox, he would put in his outbox at the end of the day, and it would be carried away, right, to be distributed, right? He said he'd be amazed at the things that never came back.
Right, it's a matter of what's important, right? Well, I like E, none of the above, but the key here is to be conscious of what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
To actively be choosing none of the above, as opposed to just letting a decision languish and sit there. And because the key point here is related to empathy. You're thinking about all of the people involved, all of the process involved in that decision, and you have to consider all of that. Just like when,
right.
you know, in the personal life, when you're choosing a home, you're considering your whole family. You're considering the strategy of the company. You're considering your people and who wins, who loses. All of those things are important. So none of the above is a good answer,
but
as long as you're consciously doing that.
Time is also an important influencer on decision making, isn't it? I loved hearing one of my former consulting clients talk about his centrifuges. He was in the oil reclamation business. And I said, how does your process separate the good stuff from the bad stuff? He said, through chemicals, heat, centrifugation, and time. In other words, all those first four mechanical things, chemical things, needed time to sort everything out. So a lot of times a decision, you know, how many times, Jim, have you said, darn, I meant to do that today. I meant to make that decision. I should have called that guy and told him no or yes or whatever, right? And you didn't do it. And the next morning you find out, whoa, it's a good thing I didn't call.
Right.
It needed that decision needed some time.
All of those things are balls in the air. Just know you have balls in the air. So often we're walking around oblivious to the fact that that's going on, that that process is happening. Just be conscious of it. That's the key to leadership.
Mm-hmm.
The difference between a good leader and a great leader is in that awareness, that ability to know what's floating up there and what's cooked and what needs to simmer a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the choices that we make on a day-to-day basis that make a difference. So you have to be up and on at all times because
mm-hmm.
that's happening.
Well, one more thing about decisions before we go to a break, Jim. You and I both know that the key to success is to get comfortable with decision making or not. Whatever your process is, whatever you're doing, making the decision or not making the decision. And the only way you're going to get comfortable with it is to make decisions,
mm-hmm.
so that you can mess up and you do see what works, see what doesn't work. But after you've logged a few hours in the marketplace in decision making, you get more comfortable with it, don't you?
The key is that it's an active process, Jim.
Yeah. Jim Cantarucci, two CCs on the end there. JimCantarucci.com. Check out the website. Quick break. Stay with us. 10 till.
Pirate smile, you merry music man.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.